It's 24 minutes to 12, Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I can't believe it's 25 to 12, and we need to get into our next story about someone that we admire, has been on our show many times, and it's great to Maria to have you with us again today.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Darren. It's really fabulous to be back.
Well, we have in the studios Maria Fock. Maria has commercial experience from Australia's key industries and iconic names, Qantas, Woolworths, Downer, CSR, New South Wales Health, Stocklands, and John Lang, LaSalle, so many others. And her knowledge and her expertise and her academic background in finance and looking at yield management and a whole range of things really inspires us. And I know that our listeners are really keen to find out what you've been doing since you've last been on. And, what's been keeping you busy at the moment now, Maria?
So, thanks, Jim. Since last time, the work year has resumed and I've done more writing. Last month, I had two pieces published on the power of influence. I've also written a series on innovation and about being future ready. I also pose a scenario that's relevant to our country, which I've done under my pseudonym.
A pseudonym?
Oh,
tell us more.
Yeah.
Or can't you tell us?
No, I won't tell you.
You'll
have to wait and see.
What are some of the key themes in that commentary that you can tell us about?
I like to write about diversity because, to me, diversity is more than just gender and nationality. It's about diversity of perspective. I think it's time for some new conversations. We need to bring back the fun and curiosity that we had as children.
And so you're talking curiosity show, you know, curiosity show?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Did you remember that?
Yes, I absolutely
good,
remember.
Oh, good, so do I. So I'm just making sure.
And, I do remember.
But is it that sort of curiosity that kids have lost? They're curious about how the phone works, how Facebook, but not how to, well, how water boils and those sorts of things, and how to make a rocket ship from spare parts. What do you think?
Not so much just kids. I think all of us. I mean, there is a bit of a kid in
more.
There's a bit of a kid in all of us, really, Darren. And I think we need to also learn to not take ourselves too seriously and have a bit of fun and bring back the fun of childhood. And speaking of childhood, Lewis Carroll, who wrote Alice in Wonderland, do you remember?
I do.
Yes. He once wrote, "Sometimes I've believed in as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." And you know what? Lewis Carroll actually was the pen name of Charles Dodgson, who was a mathematician. So I'm hopeful that those of us who love maths will continue to be imaginative and creative. And as we've all had our cards reshuffled for us lately, I've been reimagining what the future holds for this beautiful country of ours.
And what does it hold? And how does maths play a part? I know you're a mathematician, so tell us more.
I feel, more so as an observer. I like to observe things too. I don't always put maths to everything. But from my observations, I think Australia has come through magnificently with COVID over this period. And I think we need to turn this into a competitive advantage. Australians need job opportunities, and I'm really passionate about the subject of employment. To me, there is such pride and honour in doing an honest day's work, regardless of one's job title. And really, this is something we need to build on. Work is such an important part of our emotional well-being, and yet we are heavily reliant on foreign supplies.
Before we jump into work...
Yes?
Now, I'd like to just segue a little bit through education. So we talk about play and we've got work, and I know there's lots of things we can talk about with work, and we'll have a song soon and do that. But what about education? How important is education in this process, and do you believe as a country that we have education right?
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer with that, Darren, because we've got some magnificent minds and real talent in the field of education, and over the years we've always had that wealth of knowledge contributing to that. But given the pressures that the world is under these days, there is plenty that we need to think more laterally about and be more receptive to open our eyes to the world of possibilities, especially given the difficulties that we've faced currently. it presents so many new opportunities to develop our society, to improve the way of life.
So I was thinking we were talking about Lewis Carroll, John Dobson, and was it Dodson?
Charles Dodson.
Charles Dodson, sorry, I apologise. but how he thought 6-7 things impossible before breakfast. Do you think our education should drive towards that kind of yearning for learning, for impossible, for outreach? And I would say that we're not there yet, and that's probably a good thing that society and Australia could do.
It depends on how you see what we mean by we're there yet. Darren, I'd like to understand a bit more of your thinking along those lines.
Well, after the break, we'll talk more about that and delve into your plans, ideas and everything, and delve into that idea of employment and jobs. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. It's 18 minutes to 12, 20 degrees, and he's Queen, A Kind of Magic.
Alive 90.5. Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 12 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
It's a real delight to have you, Maria, in our studios. We've been talking about your social commentary and your perspectives on a whole range of areas, and it really is really interesting. I want to move right into the world of jobs and innovation and how that cascades into the trends that you see coming around with jobs going forward.
Innovation is a really big theme, and it's not just in corporations but in our world today, because it's one of the keys to recovery and solutions. And the importance of jobs is something that I'm very conscious of. So if we may just zip back to my hypothesis is that we need to bring back more manufacturing into Australia as a priority, because this will create many jobs for us, and it'll soften that deep dependency that we have on foreign supplies. It will also enable Australians to innovate. Now, innovation actually is a gift that keeps giving, and it has a direct relationship with employment. I may take you back into the future, or back into the past, sorry. When Henry Ford created his company, he introduced innovation, which took car production from being a craft in a workshop to mass production. And I know you'll love this story, Darren, being an engineer. His adoption of having car parts that were interchangeable and easily assembled actually led to his use of the assembly line. But all of these developments changed the social fabric of America forever. Ford was able to double the daily wage, which led to a strong and prosperous American middle class. As production reached different parts of the world, people realised the need for white-collar roles, so a whole new segment of the workforce was inspired, and also the need for higher education, because it was through education that people could attain these white-collar positions. So the pathway to innovation is rarely smooth and linear, but the great news for employment is that engagement of talent and resources is essential. So the two are interlinked.
So if I may ask a question, kind of pulling it back a little bit, making it raw. So we had manufacturing. So this American ideal, what Henry Ford created, Australia has followed. And now we've lost a lot of manufacturing. Our trains are made overseas. That may or may not be a bad thing. But why has that happened? What's your thoughts on that? I know you're saying we need to bring it back. But sometimes to understand what we need to redo, we've got to understand what happened. What is the way forward? And how can we learn from what has happened in the loss of manufacturing to bring it back?
There are many reasons why manufacturing has gone offshore. and really will need quite a bit of time to go through that. But my focus today was more about showing the story of the goal of what are some of the benefits and what innovation will mean for jobs, because I know there's been deep concern that innovation may even cause the end of employment. There's been debate about that. And sometimes to see into the future, we need to look at the past. And if I may share another story with you, in 1920, when household electrical appliances were first launched, they were touted as the means to a lifetime of ease and leisure. Maids were dismissed as women undertook their own housework. However, those of us who have a vacuum cleaner will know that lifetime of ease and leisure actually never quite came about, because people's expectations became heightened. They came to expect regularly laundered clothing and higher standards of household cleanliness. So all of these developments created new jobs. And what I want to highlight is that when we solve one problem through invention and innovation, there are bound to be new challenges and new problems that will create new jobs. So really, it's not a concern. My view is that innovation will generate growth in employment, not spell the end of it.
So what's your vision as far as a job of the future that enables someone to be happy with what they're working, to take stock of innovative ideas, but also not actually lose that foresight of what innovation can bring?
Well, to answer your question, Darren, to be happy, we all have some basic needs as human beings. We need safety, we need security, we need certainty in our lives. And I think there are plenty of jobs that will come about that we haven't even thought about. And my reason for saying this is that I expect there'll be an urgent need, for example, to modernise our legal and our financial infrastructure. And I know, Jim, you're a finance expert. I think there will be a need to modernise the non-physical forms of infrastructure which govern how our society operates. And this needs to happen before certain innovations may be brought onto the mass market. And I know in the past interview you've been talking about public transport and our need for that. So let's imagine that we are travelling in a driverless car. I've fast-forwarded to the future. And we've asked the car to bring us here, but it gets its bearings wrong and takes us to another radio station by mistake. Well, whose fault would that be? Would it be the passengers, the cars, the manufacturers, or the sensors? It's a whole new world that we're currently not accounting for, and there'll be legal precedents that are not even set yet. So when we think more deeply about it, this is just one example. I'm really confident that there are a whole new range of jobs that will come about in corporations and in government to help us continue to maintain the quality of life and ensure us that happiness that you're talking about, Darren.
That has been absolutely amazing, the way you presented that and make us think about the world in which we live now and are moving towards. Maria, thanks for joining us here on Spotlight with Darren and myself. We're always encouraged by your intellectualism, but the way you do it in a very practical way, you do it with a great meaning and simplicity about complex phenomena. So we're very grateful. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Darren.
And we have the brain teaser because we're really nearly out of time.
Ask Maria. She's a very, very bright person.
How much dirt is there in a hole that is 3 metres deep and 30 centimetres in diameter?
30 centimetres in diameter.
A hole.
A hole.
That's probably the key.
Probably a trick question. Hole meaning W-H-O-L-E.
No, H-O-L-E, but a hole doesn't have any dirt. It's just a hole. You've been listening to Spotlight on Alive 90.5. Jim and I will be back on your airways next week, 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
Alive 90.5.